Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Wake Up Call.
There is a human actor on Sesame Street that I find very cute, and I now stalk on Instagram.
I dropped some food down my cleavage, and when I went to fish it out, I found a live bug.
Guys, I put my boxer shorts on backwards today. I had to take off my pants and boxers to turn them around, and someone walked in on me.
Wake Up Call Confessions.
Every week here on the Wake Up Call, it's Wake Up Call Confessions. This is where we go around and we have to get something off our chest to share with the group. May I go first?
You may.
The only reason I want to go first, mine's not really embarrassing. It's just more of like an epiphany. It's just like a realization that sums up my entire life. And when I thought of this...
Freaking wait.
When I thought of this, I was like, man, if this isn't my life, I don't know what is.
Oh, boy.
I rewash clean clothes I'm not ready to fold yet.
Rain.
So I'll take clean clothes out of the dryer, and I throw them like on the corner or wherever. And I won't fold them. But what I will do is I'm like, oh, man, these have been sitting here for... I'll just put them back in the wash.
Why don't you just like... As the days go on, hey, I need some underwear. Grab them out of the pile.
A lot of times I will do that.
But then eventually you go, I got to clean this place up.
Right. If there's anything you know about me, there's three things in the world I hate. I don't hate a lot of things, but there's three things I hate. One, the Dodgers.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Two, 30-second pre-roll in front of videos on the internet. And three, folding laundry.
Okay.
Wow.
And how this represents the metaphor of my life is... There's chaos everywhere. Instead of actually fixing the chaos, I'm just going to throw the clothes back in the wash and do them again. And right. It's a vicious cycle and it doesn't end.
Hopefully next time.
Next time. Maybe.
Next time I'll be different.
Maybe next time I'll think differently and totally change everything. That doesn't happen yet. It's Wake Up Call Confessions.
I'll go next.
Okay.
We've been living in our new house for a year and we have a new couch that we've had for a year.
Mm-hmm.
And we finally were like, you know what? We need to get this couch clean. You're supposed to get your couch cleaned at least once a year or something like that. So the guys came over yesterday and they discovered something that I was mortified by. They were shocked and they've done it for 30 years.
Uh-oh.
One of my cats had puked down the back of one of the cushions and I had never caught it before. No one did. No one in my family saw it.
Ugh.
You know what? I don't ever want to hear about the fact that I'm a disgusting person.
Well, you know what's funny is I wasn't going to bring this up, but now I have to bring this up. But I thought of you immediately. Because
excuse me?
One time when we were helping Katie move, we went to move the couch into the house and we had to turn the couch on its side. And when we turned the couch on its side, it literally looked like somebody had just dumped a full litter box onto the ground.
Oh, okay, but let me explain why. An animal had peed on the couch, and cat litter will absorb moisture and smell. So I put it in there.
Oh, that was on a purpose. That was why didn't you just get the couch cleaned?
I've never heard of anybody doing that on purpose.
Have you ever heard of anybody doing it at all?
No.
Okay, well, there you go.
So when that happened yesterday, you were the first person I thought of, and you're right. That
we're the same now.
That we might be the same. Well, no, we're not the same. After the realization that you did yours on purpose.
Okay, you can't get your couch cleaned every time one of your animals does something on it. What am I, rich?
All right, it's Wake Up Call Confessions, Katie.
Gavin knows this, Rain. I don't know if you know this. Mm-hmm. I've always wanted to be a Jew. I could convert. It seems like a lot of work. I'm considering it. I am considering it.
It is a lot of work.
Yes. I considered very seriously observing Yom Kippur next week until I found out that I have to fast.
Oh.
And I immediately gave up on it.
Yeah.
I was trying to learn about it, and that was like the second sentence that I read.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, you know what? Let's try again on Rosh Hashanah.
I thought it was going to go a different direction where you were considering converting to Judaism just because you are really attracted to Jewish men.
I am so attracted to Jewish men. Like, that's my thing.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Like Jared Kushner? Despite all the bad stuff about him, Katie thinks he's dreamy.
I mean, his face doesn't, like, move enough. On the surface, I find him dreamy, but like a David Schwimmer in his day?
Oh, yeah.
Hachi Machi. I'll take it. I'll take it.
But in order to sleep with a Jewish man, you have to fast first.
Oh, it's never going to work out.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.